we've got some winners already in the election because, and for both the school board and the city council, three positions for each are on the ballot with three candidates. So that makes it nice and easy. But we still have invited the winners in those races by being unopposed to say a few things if they would like for, you know, maybe up to a minute. If it's less, that's fine. But we'll start with the school board. And the first candidate, if he's here, is Gus Moen here.
Yeah, right here.
Gus, feel free. Come on up.
You want me up there?
Sure.
I don't know if I can burn a whole minute. You don't have to.
So, I'm Gus. Gus Moen. So, yeah, I won a tight race for the school board. I am excited to join the new members as well as the current board in taking Manitou Springs School District 14 to greater things. Looking forward to working with the team. I was kind of mentioned to kind of talk about maybe the one thing or the thing I'm most focused on the board. I'm already at 30 seconds. Trauma-informed care is my baby. That is my passion, and that's what I'm going to be working towards. There was a school board meeting earlier this year that talked about a partnership between the district and the city, and I am going to be working very hard to make that happen. I work with a group out of San Antonio that's taken their whole community in making it trauma-informed, and I'll be working to work with them and bring their success to Manitou Springs, not only through the district, but also through the city. So the mayoral candidates will be hearing from me as well. And I'm over time, so thank you all. I'll be around if anybody has questions after the show.
One of the three winners in the school board race, Dr. Jack Sharon, is out of town and did send his regrets that he couldn't make it. Offered to send a statement, but we figured if he can't be here, he'll have a chance to communicate. Then finally, we have somebody who just can't get away from public office and at some level, and that's Gary Smith. Gary?
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here, and I guess another reason that the reason I got interested in the school board is 2-3 years ago we were primarily one of the focus people that kind of got city council and school board meeting on a biannual basis, and I want to keep that up. I've learned what the school board does. I'm interested in that, and again, I guess I'm just like a glutton for punishment, so I figured I'd go out and do it again, but I was out campaigning today, and then I realized I didn't have to do that. So, thanks.
Okay, first input of the night. We need to talk louder. More loudly. Whatever. Let's move on to the city council and the three candidates who will be on the ballot. And you can vote for up to three, so you're all good. First up, we have Judith Chandler. Is she here?
Oh, yeah.
There she is. There.
Good evening, and thank you for loving this town as much as I do to show up on a chilly evening to talk about issues that are so important to us. My name is Judith Chandler, and I am going to be very humbly your public servant elect. I'd like to start by saying that I'm going to be real clear about who I will be serving, and that is you, the residents of Manitou. I live on Becker's Lane. My husband and I relocated here close to 2 years ago. We've been El Paso County residents for over 40 years, but I've been living just on the west side of you. I've been, my career is as a nurse practitioner. I'm also a massage therapist and Reiki practitioner. And I owned a medium-sized clinic in Colorado Springs. And I learned how to negotiate contracts, get rental space, hire people, fire people. And after retiring from that, I downsized a little bit to a small business in Manitou. And with all the issues in the last year that I've had to deal with that, so I'm really, really supportive of small business owners in this town finding rental space I could afford that had parking and was handicapped accessible for my clients was really difficult this past year. So my number one issue is climate change. We have got to protect our pristine environment, and we have got to protect the haven that is Manitou. We have to tackle some really tough issues, and those issues include parking, and they include traffic, and they include our changing climate. But we have to do that in a way that balances the needs and desires of our residents with the tourists that come and visit us. So big shoes to fill, but I'm grateful for the mentorship that I've already received, and I really look forward to working with you. Thank you so much.
Next up, we have John Shada.
Good evening. I moved to Manitou Springs, I believe, exactly 40 years ago, almost today. And I have loved this community. I've served on city council 8 years. I've been involved in all sorts of controversial things, from gambling with Manitou Springs to even some of the more recent issues. You'll see me around town most of the time walking my dog. And if you have any thoughts or inputs, I am more than interested in your input. Thank you very much.
And finally, we have Julie Wolf.
Hi, everybody. I look forward to serving on city council as well. I moved closer. Oh, okay. I look forward to serving on council. I moved to Manitou about 35 years ago. I raised my two children here, and they attended the Manitou schools. I've been informally involved in different issues over the years, some of which with John Shada, involving trying to prevent gambling from getting legalized here in Manitou, for some of the older people who might remember that, and trying to prevent the additional mining at Waldo Canyon, and providing some behind-the-scenes support to Higginbotham Flats when we were trying to acquire some property up there and prevent it from being developed, and have served on the Planning Commission for the last 10 years. And I feel very honored to be able to help serve the city, and I'm open to people's input. And thank you for coming tonight.